Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Well, phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. The show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's all health on demand just for you. Dr. Means teacher, if we don't teach you anything, then what are we doing here? We're here for you in all original health programming right there. You can watch it on your phone, your device, your smart TV, your computer, whatever. We're here for you each and every day. That's what we do. Let's go to Carl. Hi, Carl.
I have a problem with my legs. I am not standing straight. And my gait is off on my legs. I have rheumatoid arthritis and one leg, and it's that they tried to stretch my muscles and my legs, make me stand up, and I've done this for over a year now, and it's not working.
Well, I think a couple things you wanna look at. Now, the legs themselves, you talk about circulation, you can talk about nerve flow. There's a lot of things you can start looking at. And if they've done testing on it and really don't know what's going on, but you're feeling that every single day, I would go see one of two practitioners. I would see either a chiropractic physician that can lay things out for you and look at some testing from a little bit different perspective, non-surgical, look at the nerve related issues that might be involved. And osteopathic physicians can do a similar type of thing. They're going to look as well with nerve flow, but they're going to look at vascular flow too. All non-surgical. Now, once you figure out exactly where some of this achiness is coming from, it could just be something nutritional. Very common to have a nutritional component to it that could be there. So you always want to have that looked at as well. So you could have some basic nutritional deficiencies. I mean, there could be something as simple as vitamin K deficiency that causes achiness in the body and in the legs. Could be vitamin E. You don't have enough of that. Blood could be too thick. Can have all kinds of issues going on. So it could be too thin, too thick. So there's a lot of questions and could be. So I would get the testing done, get some blood testing done, have someone look at it from a nutritional perspective that can really give you some good advice, and then give me a call and let us know, and then we can kind of go from there. That's one of the big keys for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Now, if you're not a big protein person, I would encourage you to be. One of my favorite protein powders that I use is One World Whey. You can check them out at oneworldway.com. Fantastic. And again, one of those things that I've been taking whey proteins my whole life. I work out and exercise. I'm just a big fan. And I've never found one that I like this much, really. And it's something I use. I take three shakes a day. And it's hormone-free, pasture-raised cows, growth hormone-free, antibiotic-free. I've just never had the benefits that I've seen from this. So check them out, oneworldway.com. Really, really good stuff. All right, so we've got Thomas in Dallas, Texas. He says, are multivitamins as helpful as taking independent supplements like by themselves? I really like a multi. It's been touted in medicine forever that it's good. I mean, it's probably the one supplement outside of vitamin D now that that we all physicians agree on, that a multivitamin is a good idea. So multivitamins are great, and I really like the, you know, you want a whole food multivitamin. That's very important. If you've never been able to find a good one, and you can find a great whole food supplement there. But, I mean, it's one of those deals that you've got, even if you eat a great diet that's organic and you feel like you're getting all your fruits and vegetables, there's always filling in the gaps. I mean, there's something that your body's not getting that your body needs to get. So the multivitamin goes in and it covers over the gaps and it fills it in. So that's what you kind of want to look at when you're dealing with that. All right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Skimping breakfast. Have you ever heard about that? Right? Mom told you don't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. It is. So what's interesting is now they're saying skipping breakfast can be a recipe for heart disease. So you better be eating, not the biscuits and the donuts. It's got to be the right kind of breakfast. However, men in middle age and beyond who skip breakfast or eat late at night because of greater risk of developing coronary heart disease. New research is out. Male health professionals said who regularly skip breakfast were 27%. More likely to die during 16 years of follow-up. That's crazy. According to Leah Cahill, who's at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. So they adjusted all these studies for diet, demographics, physical activity, television watching, and amount of sleep. And those who said they ate at night were 55% more likely to die. People who just eat at night, late at night, 55% more likely to die. It's interesting. Both relationships, however, felt shy of statistical significance after further adjustment from the body mass index. This is all in the Journal of American Heart Association. But they said if replicated in women and other ethno-cultural groups, the findings from the present study provide evidence to support the recommendation of daily breakfast eating by clinicians and health authorities to prevent coronary heart disease and improve health at both the individual and population levels. So they said there's a lot of things we don't know can do to reduce our coronary heart disease risk. So in a scientific statement recently, the American Heart Association in 2012, researchers outlined effective population approaches to improve these dietary habits. So the bottom line is stay away from all the junk food, high fructose corn syrup and all that, and high sugar based foods. But skipping breakfast causes a rise in cortisol on a regular basis, very destructive to the body if it's done over and over and over again. And so breakfast gives the body the nutrients it needs, stabilizes blood sugar, blunts cortisol, and gets the body ready for the day and the nutrients. And then, of course, the eating at night piece is very interesting to me because I think you have to look at what they ate. Because if at night you eat two whole eggs before you go to bed, it's not going to cause you death risk. I mean, it's just not. Your body actually does well to stabilize blood sugar through the night. And I think it's if you eat a bunch of ice cream, the problem is people eat bags of cookies and ice cream and donuts and they have all these cravings at night, fried chicken or whatever it is, and then they go to bed on that and they do that on a regular basis and then that can wreak havoc on your health. But that'd wreak havoc on your health if you did it anyway. So that's all I'm saying. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked us out yet, we want to get you in shape. Your mind, your body, your health, your relationships, everybody, we want to see you get in shape, thrive, begin to make it, to go to that next level with your health and your life. 888-283-7272. We're here for you. Coming up, we've got some great questions for your health. I see you waiting on the phones. Plus, I'm going to jump in and get some info for you that you don't want to miss. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So I hope you're going to our website, learning more about that. In Shape Network. Of course, it's all your health care on demand. Anything you need. We're here. We've got original TV shows that we produce and radio. And then, of course, also, we've got clinics around the country. If you need coaching, if you need help, if you need to be a patient, if you need products, things that want to help you get in shape, live a better lifestyle. All of that is there at the website. Topics, if you want to read a bunch of articles that we've put together on various ways of living a healthy lifestyle or managing things from more of a lifestyle perspective, it's all there. So check it out, InShapeNetwork.com. High blood pressure is a big topic. I want to jump on that in just a minute because hypertension is something that affects so many Americans, one of the leading health challenges that we have. But first, I want to go to the phones and talk to Jake. Hi, Jake.
I'm a type 1 diabetes, and my doctor told me that my diabetes is attacking my kidney, and my blood pressure is also attacking my kidney. So what can I do to slow the progression of that?
There's a lot you can do. Okay. The first thing is you got to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods. And that's one of the big ones. And it's building up the strong system to cut the inflammation down in the body. Now, your medications that they're giving you, you obviously want to keep taking that. I think it's a smart move. Because type 1 is a different deal. I mean, it's autoimmune, so the body starts attacking the pancreas, right? The immune system thinks something's wrong with it. And so it starts attacking it. So it's really about not just stopping it, but it's about putting a dimmer switch on it. How do you do that? Well, there's certain things in the body that we know trigger the autoimmune process. One of those is called leaky gut. And leaky gut is just where the digestive system is not absorbing as well as it should. The lining is not as healthy as it should be. And so the foods that we eat actually can create a lot of havoc in our body. And so there's a lot of things that can heal that, things like L-glutamine, cutting out gluten in the diet, and eating the right kinds of foods, keeping a good gut flora with probiotics and fermented vegetables, and eating more vegetables on a regular basis. All of that is extremely important, eating organic foods, grass-fed, hormone-free, all of that, plenty of water. Yeah, all that's great. The challenge is with the autoimmune process, you've got to figure out which side of the immune system is more active. That's one of the biggest things you've got to figure out, is which side, which of the T helper cells, which one's more active. You've got the T1 side, the T2 side. You've got to figure out which one is being affected more. And you do that by some testing. Go to your physician, get one of our lifestyle providers. You can get some simple testing done and figure out exactly which side that is. And then you can make one a little bit more on the dormant side than it is. And so, it's like I said, with autoimmune, you can't shut it down. You can't just heal it, cure it. It's one of those things that you can get in and figure out what the dimmer switch is and get that in place. That's one of the big keys we've got to look at. And if you need help, just get with one of our lifestyle providers, and they can help you kind of figure out a game plan with that or get you to a physician, someone that can help you get help. I mean, we just go to our website, InShapeNetwork.com, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. And we're talking about blood pressure in middle age. So they're saying now that if your blood pressure gets too high in your midlife, like in your 40s, then you might pay the price in mental decline later on. A study of about 14,000 people found that high blood pressure in those age 48 to 67 was tied to late life drop in mental ability. Over 20 years, people with high blood pressure in midlife experienced a modest but significant 6.5% decline in scores on tests of mental function compared with those with normal blood pressure. So high blood pressure might be an important risk factor for dementia. Since mental decline is known as a risk factor, lead researcher Dr. Rebecca Gottsman, who's an associate professor in neurology at Johns Hopkins, said, however, stressed, we know how to treat high blood pressure. Bringing it under control can cut a person's issue or risk for dementia. They know that for sure. But blood pressure levels in middle age may be especially important for later life. So this may be why some clinical trials that have studied the role of blood pressure medications have failed to find a benefit in reducing mental decline as dementia. So the jury's still out, really, on whether blood pressure medication given in middle age can help boost late life thinking and memory. But we know for a fact nutrition does. It plays a huge role in all of that. Still, the data's out. Overall, being on any medications for high blood pressure may be protective. And Dr. Philip Grelick, who's a medical director in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he says he believes the new study that they were looking at provides a lot of evidence toward this. And so the interesting part is that looking at stroke, brain function, all of that, blood pressure is a big one. And the thing is, if you can do anything to protect your brain, to ward off dementia, to ward off Alzheimer's, to cut down on memory issues, if you can do anything to avoid that, obviously you want to. That's one of the biggest keys. We have to look at that. Otherwise, it becomes a challenge. But yeah, there's so much you can do nutritionally to help the body, to support the body in a big way. And with the brain chemistry, blood pressure is managed so easily. Now, genetics play a role, but I have to tell you that even with the research out right now with blood pressure, if you just lose 5 pounds, just 5 pounds, there's a whole campaign going on that they found that if you lose 5 pounds from your current weight, you have high blood pressure, it's the same as losing 30 pounds. Your body responds the same. So if you just drop 5, then it gets you into a much better position overall. So that's pretty amazing in itself. Now, the other key, too, is your diet. Eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, jumping on a mini trampoline 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day, all that matters. It does. It plays a big role. So I would encourage you to start making the right choices. With blood pressure, you can get it down with diet, exercise, and lifestyle. And then that's going to make a huge impact in your brain health later on. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are expressing confidence they'll find a compromise and pass the president's $3.5 trillion spending bill. But it might not be that large. Democrats met with the president late Friday on Capitol Hill. They said he told them the figure would have to come down to get it approved in the Senate. Progressive Caucus Leader Pramila Jayapal.
He is wonderful, and he was really clear that we need to get both bills done, and that's what we're going to do.
One bill is for infrastructure. The other is the president's social agenda. California has announced the nation's first coronavirus vaccine mandate for all school children. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Highway funding lapsed Friday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pulled a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which would have reauthorized key transportation programs. As a result, thousands of Department of Transportation employees will be furloughed, and the Federal Highway Administration, which provides funding for road projects across the country, will shut down. Business groups stressed that lawmakers needed to pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package before the September 30th deadline, so construction projects aren't compromised by the lapse in federal funding. Scarlett Johansson has settled her lawsuit with Disney. USA's Wendy King has more.
3 months after Scarlett Johansson sued Disney over its streaming release of Black Widow, arguing she stood to lose millions of dollars because her salary was based on the box office performance of the film, the suit has now been settled. While the terms of the settlement are not public, sources say the deal was in tens of millions of dollars. Johansson told The Hollywood Reporter that she was happy to have resolved the differences with Disney. Disney said Johansson will be in at least one upcoming Disney movie. Disney Studios Chairman Alan Bergman wrote, "We appreciate her contributions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and look forward to working together on a number of upcoming projects, including Disney's Tower of Terror." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Every single day, they make a difference in what we do. Matter of fact, I get asked all the time, what's more important, food or exercise and being healthy? And I really have to say unequivocally, with all the research that's out there, that what we eat, right? We are what we eat. You never heard the old adage, we are what we lift or we are what we exercise, have you? No, never have. That's because our exercise is important, but I think it's about 20% of it. I love exercising. I'm into it. It's one of my hobbies. Enjoy being active. But I'll tell you this, your eating habits, your food is your medicine. That is going to make the biggest difference in your overall health in so many different ways. Food is medicine in so many different ways. It's a form of it. And our body breaks down for eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. And so when we start eating the right ones, it's amazing to watch the body turn around, because it really can. The paradigm is shifting in a big way, and I think we're learning that. Our kids are learning that for sure, and we're seeing how our choices each day, they really do matter. So we're talking about today, we're going to talk about olives and how good they are for you. It's one of those things, olives, when we think about olive oil, and we think about cooking with it or putting it on a salad or whatever. But how often do you really go get olives and eat them out of like a restaurant, or if they put one in one of your drinks or something, right? We really don't just go get a jar of olives and start hitting them, right? So, but they've got so many health benefits to it. I want to jump into that. I mean, so many, it's amazing, right? I think if you know this and understand it, then you can, it might want to encourage you to make them a part of your diet a little bit more. Of course, in the Mediterranean area, we call it the Mediterranean diet. Olives are a staple. It's part of it. So they're high fat. I want you to think about, when you think olives, I want you to think fat. So, just like when you eat a handful of nuts, don't think protein, think fat, all right? When you eat nuts and seeds, you're getting healthy fats in, but do they have some protein? Yeah, it's like 1 gram. I mean, it's like really negligible. Think about those as fats. Olives, think about that as fat. But the type of fat is monounsaturated. It's oleic acid, and what's powerful about it, it's an essential fatty acid, also contains linoleic acid, which is a very small amount of alpha linoleic acid, okay? But this high monounsaturated fat, olives, are known to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. When fats are low in monounsaturated fat, are altered, increased the monounsaturated fat content without becoming too high, then what happens is you get a split in the ratio. The blood cholesterol decreases, LDL goes down, HDL goes up, and it reverses the risk of heart disease. So recent research has also shown that monounsaturated fat found in olives help decrease blood pressure. And the oleic acid found in olives, once absorbed by the body, transported to our cells, can change overall patterns at the cell membrane level, means that it helps our cells function better. So with phytonutrients, a big fancy word, olives are pretty amazing. They have all these different compounds that are very, you know, if I started naming them off, they would make no sense to you. Just know they have what's called polyphenols, okay? And they're very good byproducts in there, that different acids and whatnot that help your body function better. And they're great. And the good thing about it, antioxidant levels are extremely high. So oxidative stress, a situation where our cells are insufficiently protected from potential oxygen damage that can be there. Olives are a good source of the antioxidant vitamin E. They also contain small amounts of antioxidant minerals like selenium and zinc. However, it's the phytonutrient content of olives that makes them unique as an antioxidant-rich food. So perhaps one of the best-studied antioxidant phytonutrients found in olives is oleopurin. And the oleopurin is easily found in olives, but it's also been shown to function as a strong antioxidant in a variety of ways. So scavenger nitric oxide, which is a reactive oxygen-containing molecule, is also beneficial. But the anti-inflammatory benefits, too, are really strong. In addition to the function as antioxidants, many of the phytonutrients found in olives have well-documented anti-inflammatory properties. And by blocking special histamine receptors called H1 receptors, unique components in whole olive extracts help provide us with anti-inflammatory benefits. Extremely beneficial. CRP, which is a blood test, I recommend everybody getting that done about every 6 months if you're over the age of 40. C-reactive protein, CRP, as we call it, is widely used to access the likelihood of unwanted inflammation. Olive polyphenols, these chemicals I'm talking about, have been found to reduce the activity of a lot of the inflammatory processes. Now, here's a big one too. The anti-cancer benefit in olives are nothing short of amazing. Okay? The research and study on this is by far some of the best. And what's interesting too about it that I really like is that when you look at olives and you look at the benefits, we're talking about the top leading killers in America, really around the world, heart disease and cancer. Okay, and you start looking at olives and what they do, they've got strong amount of anti-inflammatory properties, heavy on the antioxidants, and it makes them a great natural protection, like a shield against the cancer, because the chronic oxidative stress and the chronic inflammation that we have is what leads to a lot of the development of cancer. And what's interesting about cancer, our food is our medicine, by the way. We're talking about that, and we're talking about why olives are so good for us. But, you know, what's interesting, too, is with cancer, we all have cancer cells in our bodies at any given moment, but then our body is able to fight that. You know, that's what's so cool about our immune system is it comes in and it's able to fight these cancer cells and restore and get everything back to normal. Well, and that's one of the big keys, too, is you have to look at a lot of these anti-inflammatory properties and how the olives can come in and reduce that. So just about a handful of olives, usually about 8 to 12 olives a day, is enough to create a pretty strong, significant change in our overall chemistry in our body. So the black olives, red olives, it doesn't matter. Green olives, they're all great. And to eat on a regular basis is a great idea. Now, the research mainly focused in cancer on two types. It focused on breast cancer and stomach cancer. Now, stomach cancer is very prevalent. Colon cancer is the most prevalent, okay, as far as the outside of lung cancer. But in the case of breast cancer, special attention has been paid to the triterpene nutrients in olives, including erythridiol, uvalol, and oleic acid. So these olive nutrients have been shown to help interrupt the life cycle of breast cancer cells. Interruption of the cell cycles have also been in the case of gastric cancer. So with the second type of cancer, the exact olive phytonutrients involved is less clear. But one of the mechanisms linking olive intake to cancer protection may be in our genes. Antioxidant phytonutrients in olives may have a special ability to protect DNA and the key chemical component, the genetic material in our cells, from oxygen damage. The DNA protection from unwanted oxidative stress means better cell function in a wide variety of ways, and provide cells with decreased risk of cancer development. So that's the cool thing about it, is that the olives themselves really can come in and they provide so many different protective mechanisms that help our body fight. That's where the strength is in our body's ability to fight and do well. So one of the keys you have to look at overall whenever you're looking at cancer, whenever you're looking at heart disease, is what kind of foods are you eating? If our foods are medicine, right? If you're eating junk food and expect to have good health, I don't care about the grandma that lived to be 90 and then she ate, you know, fast food burgers and french fries every day and smoked. I get it. There are some genetic anomalies out there, people that just do what they want. I get that. That is not the majority of people. All right? Most people have health issues that result from their lifestyle choices. That's how the body works. And so with olives, as a great example, when you increase the foods that you like that taste good to you, it's one thing. But when you add the foods in that you know have benefit, all right, like olives, because of the strong anti-cancer benefits with breast cancer and gastric cancer that we know of, and it cuts down the inflammation all the way through. And heart disease, the anti-inflammatory benefits. With coronary artery disease and heart disease, one of the biggest issues is inflammation of the lining of the arteries. And if you have a food that can cut that down, if you have a food that can create more benefit, if you have a food that can really make an impact and difference in that, then that's where you have a solid win. And that's what I want to encourage you with. Your foods matter. So no matter what you're doing right now, it doesn't matter. If you've had a terrible diet for the last 20 years, okay, today can be a brand new day. So if our foods are medicine, realize that if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you don't feel good, your back hurts, you get headaches all the time, you want to evaluate your food first. Your lifestyle choice, look, your lifestyle is your medicine, but food, I believe, is one of the top forms of that. Because what we put in our body really does become our body, and we have to manage that and understand that if we don't eat the right kind of foods each and every day, that our body will suffer for it, and we have to put the right stuff in to get the right out. And our choices matter. So with foods, I encourage you, as you learn here on the show, when you learn about the new things, go out and try it. You know, the thing is, most of what I talk about is in your cupboard, in your refrigerator, or at the local supermarket. you know, it's not high-end specialty. Order it from Europe, and it's twigs and berries. I mean, these are foods. These are items. These are lifestyle choices. It's like this. It's like eat more olives. It's when I do a topic on anything. Just add them to your diet. It's one of my tops. When you understand that this makes a difference, you'll understand that it'll give you higher quality of life with all that you have. And on this show, that's our goal with what we do here. Food is your medicine each and every day.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you each and every day. Let's go to the phones and talk to Harold. Hi, Harold.
I have a teeth problem, and I've discovered this Silk non-dairy milk that they have almond milk and cashew milk. Am I getting enough almond and cashews in this milk as far as the protein intake I need daily?
I don't think so. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't look at nuts for protein. Okay, that's just not, you don't need to, I mean, they have some in them, but you don't really need to count them that much because most of your protein sources need to come from chicken, fish, beef, eggs, or pea protein, I think. Powders are really good and beneficial, but you need to make sure you're getting enough for your body type, especially to hit your goals, whatever that might be. So with your body, you want to shoot for about 1 gram per pound of body weight. That's typically average to really maintain good lean muscle. You can drop it down to about 0.75 per pound, but most athletes are good at about 1 gram. That's what I shoot for. Okay. People do really well with that. And it's easy. It's not that hard on your kidneys, which is always a big concern because calories. It's about the quality of the food you're putting in. That is what makes the difference on a regular basis, and that's what I would potentially shoot for. So the almond milk is great. Make sure you do unsweetened, but you just want to make sure you're getting the right kind in the right way. That's the big deal with it, okay? And get your protein sources elsewhere. I think you just want to add that up. It's a better way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is your show. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, we can help you. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, injuries are big, and a lot of people have auto accidents, slip and falls, and get into a lot of where they need rehabilitation. And that's a lot of what we do, too. We do two things at our clinics and at our Center for Lifestyle Medicine. And there's some things that are really important. Lifestyle rehab is where your lifestyle choices haven't been that good. You've got blood pressure, blood sugar, you gain too much weight, and you need to just kind of rehab your overall lifestyle, right? Well, that's what we do. We rehab your lifestyle. We get it back where it needs to be, and we create customized ways of figuring out what your body's lost through the years and what to do to regain it. Injury rehab is another area where if you're in an auto accident or if you're slip and fall or if you've hurt yourself, injured, playing sports, whatever, then you've got to get your body rehabbed from an injury, and that depends on where it is. If it's the back, if it's the neck, if it's the elbow, it's the shoulder, the knee. It takes time, but there's specific training that needs to happen to get your injury rehabilitated back to the right place. So we want to help bring you back to where you came from, and that's a real key. And so when you go to InShape Network, you go to our website, you'll find a lot of that can really help you, and articles that can help you and kind of get you to that next level to where you want to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I've been diagnosed third stage renal failure. I've been able to make some changes in my diet to accommodate that, and my kidneys are functioning back up to roughly 60%. But I have been plagued with arthritis of the shoulders, the hands, my spine, and my right hip. And nothing has helped, and I cannot take any more pharmaceuticals because of the renal failure. What's my other option?
So here's the thing. First of all, I wouldn't use the word plagued because you're not plagued with it. Okay, you got some challenges, yes, but challenges are there to overcome, right? That's what they're there for. That's why we get those in life, I believe. We get challenges so we can overcome them and we can walk through them. So that's one of the big keys. I would look at this, all right? I would look at the fact that with the kidneys, you've got to have someone, a good dietitian, nutritionist, someone, lifestyle specialist, that can walk you through that. You need to have someone that can really mark your diet, lay out an eating plan, and walk you through a strategy that can help. Okay? That is something that's super important. Now, the other item that we have to look at, and this is super important, okay, is on the side of dealing with your overall health, and even arthritis, it's an inflammation, right? Itis means inflammation. So you want to cut down the inflammatory process overall. And by doing that, it really is helpful to be able to understand that one of the keys is to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods. And it is. I mean, there's an anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Our physicians and providers, we go through that as well with patients and clients. All that makes a big difference. And so you can find that at our website. You can get in touch with our office. But the thing that you want to look at more than anything, too, is that when you cut down the inflammation with arthritis, then it starts in the digestive tract. And there's so much you can do to pull that out. Now, naturally, I know you're talking about you don't want to do a lot of pharmaceuticals. I get that. I really do. But when you start looking at things like fish oil and you start increasing your fatty acids, I mean, I would have to look at your overall eating style to help you figure out. A lot of people think that just arthritis comes with old age. It's not true. Our habits will determine our aches and our pains. Our eating choices, our habits, will determine our aches and pains. So all that happens with our choices that we make every day. That is one of the biggest keys of what determines it. So you have to figure that out first to see where a person really is. That's the key. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.